So we're now joined with a legend in his not even in his own right, but Mojo softball president, coach, owner, I don't know what you call it, but Brooks Cherry has one of the most successful softball programs throughout the Southeast and probably the country. Coach, how are you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the kind words, maybe a little too much than with the legend thing, but I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, like we were just talking beforehand, I mean, just tell us about this Mojo softball program, where it got started, and just kind of the unparalleled and unprecedented success you guys have had in this area and all over the Southeast.
Well, we started back in 2010. I guess my daughter was 7. We were playing league and wanted a little more, played some in college, and had coached a little bit here and there, and was very competitive and wanted more. And our kids, two daughters, started playing, and they enjoyed it. And we had kind of met Wayne Key and his family and his daughter, and actually Todd Radford as well and his daughter, and we just put our heads together and decided we wanted to play competitive across the Southeast and the state. And, 2011, we got a group together and started Tennessee Mojo. One team, a group of 2003 birthdays, and merged with some kids from the Knoxville area, and that's kind of where it began. We started in AU. We traveled all across the United States that year. I think we won 87 games in a row, which is unheard of at that age, probably. We were just getting into it, didn't even realize what we had put together, hearing from older people and people that had been around, probably the one of the best AU teams ever to play across the country, which is, you know, I mean, hard to think about when they're 8. But just kept that group together. We kept growing the brand, and you know, I've always had good leadership around me. I think that's imperative for a coach or a president or anybody that's running something, is to have good people to support them, and I was blessed to have those people. And this September, probably, I know our team alone is, we won 8 national championships, from California to you name it, East Coast, but, and over the organization, over 25, national championships. But this September, we'll have right at 35 teams in our organization, which from 1 to 35. And then, you know, we've also expanded into volleyball. We have 5 or 6 volleyball teams now, and we've added basketball in the last year and a half. So we do have Mojo basketball now. So, again, we're very blessed to grow and just being able to help kids. We'll have over 100 after this next in November. We'll have over 100 kids that have committed to colleges in our organization.
Wow.
So,
I mean,
pretty crazy to start with, you know, 10 kids, 12 kids.
Right, and like I said, the success you guys have had, and like you just said, winning 87 straight games and things of that nature, but you do something like this for the kids, and like you said, you've afforded 100 athletes an opportunity that they may or may not have had that exposure beforehand. Just how important are AAU ball and summer ball and things like that outside of just a high school season, not only to get recruited, but to kind of refine their craft and their skills and just get better and better as they're playing year round?
I mean, it's you have to have it. You know, the studies and the stats are out. Less than 2% of these girls will go on and play college Division I softball. Different sports are a little different. But less than 2%. So, you know, when we started, we didn't even have that in mind. We just wanted to compete at a high level. Now, as we've moved on, and we do have several teams, several Power 5 committed kids. I've got three girls on my current team going to Alabama, 3 going to Auburn, 2 going to Michigan, 1 going to Mississippi State, 1 going to Texas Tech, an MTSU, a UTC, and that's just right off my head right now, not looking at my girls and so forth. But my kid going to the University of Florida as well. And it just, they have to have the competition to be pushed at this level. We're trying to get them ready now at 18U to be ready to go in and start at Alabama or Tennessee or wherever. So that right now is our goal. You know, in those 100 kids, that's all levels. That's not all Division I. That's NAIA. That's JUCO. It's over right at $15 million in scholarships that these girls athletically that they've earned. And that's, you know, I hate sometimes it gets overlooked that even the money that they've earned athletically, these kids are smart kids. These kids are also your, you know, some of them are 30 ACTs. They're getting full rides for academics too. So it's, you know, not just athletics, but I think what athletics teaches them is more, especially in the AAU setting, travel setting, is more like college. You know, granted, it's only during the weekends we're traveling, but some of it now when you get older is during the week, but they also have studies. They also are catching flights. They, you know, I tell them when they pick up with me and want to join our team, one of the things I tell them is, can you do the travel? Sometimes in the fall, fly home on a Sunday night. I expect you to get up and go to school on Monday. I expect you, because that's the way it is in college. They're, you know, not a lot of days off. So not to ramble too much, but these girls could get there without me. I don't think they could get there without the platform of the AAU and being able to play and compete at such a high level throughout the summers. The coaches want to see, and I'm not against high school athletics at all. My wife's a coach. I support them. The coaches, though, want to see them compete against other kids they're going to compete against in college. So if you're playing at the University of Florida, you need to be competing against kids that Florida's going to be playing against. And we've given them a platform to do that. And that's, I guess, what I'm most proud of. You know, I'm not the defining factor of these kids going. These kids have the talent. All that we are doing as an organization, we're putting them on the stage and being with other good competitive kids to compete at such a high level. And that's the most thing I'm proud of, is that, you know, we're giving them the stage and they're running with it. So, and I think that's some throughout life. It's, you know, they're competing in everything. These are going to be your next CEOs, your next business owners, your next moms, your next doctors, your next, you know, president, who knows? So we're giving them that opportunity because they're doing it at such a high level. So we're very proud of that.
And coach, you talk about, you know, doing it at a high level and playing against competition that's, you know, 99% of the time going to be better than the competition you're going to play, you know, day in and day out on the high school level. But my dad, growing up, my dad's an old football coach. I wound up coaching football for a little while. He always told me, hey, son, if you're going to play, we're going to play to win. It's not okay to lose. I mean, you've won 8 out of 9 national championships. And I guess I'm just a cocky person. If I'd won 8 out of 9 national championships, I'd probably walk around like I freaking had it figured out. You know what I'm saying? And you're really not like that. So I definitely need to model myself a little more after you. But just you're winning at a high level against high-level competition, and that's something to really, I'm not going to say brag about, but to be proud of.
No, I appreciate it. You know, I guess it's according to who you ask. How I walk around. So you know, I do have a wife that keeps me in check and kids as well. So, but it's not easy. It's not easy competing at a high level. You know, but it's also, we're always trying to build our brand. So, you know, we don't have as many local kids as we used to, but it's never been personal. Always about competing at the highest level. And kind of like what you just said, it's not always about winning. But it is about competing for me, and it is about competing at such a high level. Like, we don't go play. We did play one tournament this year in Tennessee, but we played, I think, 6 events in 6 states. So, you know, it's very strenuous to go and to play at such a high level, and you got to have those kids. So, if anything, I would say I do more of the best job I do is getting the quality kids. You know, I'm told long ago, you can't take a donkey to the Kentucky Derby. So I think that's the same in coaching, where I can coach kids up, but they got to have the want to, they got to have the ability, they got to have the coachability, and listen, and then they got to have the athleticism. So, you know, a lot of this is at the AAU level too, is not only having good kids, but having good parents. You know, when I bring a kid into the organization, it's about their parents as well. Having to deal with them and be able to coexist, all of us. So it's, I appreciate the kind words. It's humbling, but you know, we also lose games we shouldn't lose, just like anybody else. That's why we compete and love the game.